Hello and welcome to Genesis Webzine. You are listening to Sumangal Haldar. The title for today's blog is Blockchain Simplified by Mr. Sarvesh Joshi. When the world's second richest man, Elon Musk, tweeted, "You can now buy a Tesla with Bitcoin," that tweet sent social media into a frenzy. The tweet was followed by a thread where he explained the reasons behind it. We have heard many times about the term Bitcoin. Bitcoin is just one of the many cryptocurrencies which are there in the market. Past few years, its valuation has grown leaps and bounds. As per data provided by Morningstar for currency and Coinbase for cryptocurrency, the value of one Bitcoin equals to 39,74,985.98 rupees in Indian currency. Most of the cryptocurrencies work on the concept of blockchain technology. So, today's blog post entails the concept of blockchain technology. As per Wikipedia, a blockchain is a growing list of records called blocks that are linked using cryptography. Each block contains a cryptographic hash of the previous block, a times stamp, and transaction data generally represented as Merkle tree. How it works is something we can have a broad overview. It all stands with one node, which has an owner. At the node, transactions are issued and an ID is assigned to it. Each such node has a shared ledger, and many nodes form a peer network. User can submit their transaction through the interaction between these nodes. To simplify it further, if we have to transfer money from one person A to another B, so normally we would need a central server, that is a bank, to transfer it. But blockchain removes that intermediary. In fact, the term block here means digitally stored information, and chain means a public database. In a blockchain, if a person makes an online purchase, then instead of your name, your digital signature would be stored. This technology is not just path-breaking, but has been subject to many controversies, as many drug peddlers have used bitcoins for illegal transactions. For now, cryptocurrencies are banned in India. But due to its unique technology interface, blockchain offers a lot of future scope, not just in banking, but in another fields as well. One of the used cases of blockchain would be in healthcare. All the hospital records, whether it is related to medicine or patients' data, can be compiled in a secure central database using blockchain. In fact, the logistic data can also be prevented from cyber threats if we apply blockchain in it. The digital media data, which includes intellectual property rights and copyright infringement, would also be avoided due to secured blockchain system. The education sector would further be aided, as examination paper leak problems would be avoided due to blockchain. Just like any other technology, it has its perils as well. All the illegal transactions can be done using blockchain, as the digital signature of the end user or the source is virtually impossible to track. In my opinion, despite having some demerits, its use cases are too good to be subsided. If this technology is implemented after some test runs, then we can simply fire a lot of problems in healthcare, education, defense, and aviation and banking.